Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Hey, welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
I love songs about the radio. Another radio reference. Love it. Absolutely love it. And I had a chance to meet these guys here a few minutes before the performance. I said, I bet you guys are really tired of talking about your name change. But it's so there in the room. I mean, you can't really just, you know, sweep it away and ignore it.
It's going to be there for a little bit still because we just changed it. So
Did you really have NASCAR fans that would come to the show and all
we
that?
We did. Well, you know, not as often. That, you know, not every night. But we did have these... They seemed like 40 to 50 year old gentlemen in cowboy hats show up to a show once and knock on our, they were actually knocking on our, it was like a, almost like a RV that we were traveling in. And that was a little awkward.
You Dale Jr.'s boy?
Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of, who knows what they thought was in there.
But. Everyone always thought that I was the son of Dale Earnhardt Jr. Yeah.
Well, that's great. So you've shortened it, and it just seems like you guys are on the verge of a huge breakout. I mean, already you've got a great following, but I just get this feeling that you guys are about to bust out. You got a brand new album, self-titled Junior, and I saw one interview here recently. You did that, or maybe it wasn't so recently, but somewhere along the way, you had a conversation about the realization that you could do this for a living. And so that kind of made me wonder, was there ever a time or did you have something else that you did for a living before Dale Earnhardt Jr. and now Junior got so popular?
I was I was playing cover shows in a cover band around Detroit. We were called the Gentlemen. And that was sad. I played
there's some low points.
I played in this, yeah. The low point of my career was I played in this Mongolian barbecue for they were doing like a lunch special. Jerry, you probably know the BD's Mongolian barbecue. Yeah. They were doing like a lunch special over the summer where they had like a special on Coronas. And so they asked me to play a bunch of like islandy stuff. So I learned some Bob Marley songs and some Sublime songs, and I was having fun doing that. And then the manager came up to me after the first day and said, could you learn some Jimmy Buffett? So I did. He asked me, I played the second day and it all went well. You know, I even played Margaritaville. And then he came up and asked me if I could play Cheeseburger in Paradise. And it got to the breakdown where it's like, I like mine with lettuce and tomatoes. And I was so embarrassed, I just started crying. And I had to run off the stage.
That's a great story. Fantastic. Daniel?
Oh, man. I shipped boxes before. So I was just in the back room. I got really good at taping. To the point now, I still yell at anyone else on stage who's like taping anything down, like, hey, I'm like the tape expert. It's kind of annoying, but yeah, that's what I did for a while. I was actually at Brooks Brothers, just in the back room. They wouldn't let me out on the floor.
I remember I went in and asked for him one time and they wouldn't let him come out.
Yeah. It's like Dan's in the back with his wild hair and his unkempt look, but I was good at making boxes.
But the guys that were on the floor were like in like a cheesy Maroon 5 cover band.
That's true.
They were still in suits.
Yeah, that's right.
And they like looked real slick.
So anyway, that's all behind you now. And I guess from what I hear, and we did have a little feed from ABC News the other day that had several of your audio clips on it. One of the things you were talking about was how elaborate the stage show has gotten. What can we expect tonight?
Well, we had these letters built in Detroit. They're like made out of steel and they're really huge, and they we can like light them up like a normal light, but then we can also put colors inside them. We can play video inside them. They're very like high tech sort of letters. So those are pretty cool. And so we do a lot of that programming. It's like it's not like we just run a camera feed through it or something. We actually program a lot of interesting images that go along to the song, so that's kind of fun. You know, and then we bring out like random stuff like bubbles or whatever. You know, whatever we need
the,
to do.
98% of the time, we're super nice to the audience.
and then what happens?
Every once in a while, we lash out. You know, we played last night in Columbus, and they were, I guess, it was a holiday, right? It was, so college was off, and I think a lot of people didn't work, so they were drinking all day. So they were pretty, it was pretty rough.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I can imagine. Well, we'll be a little easier on you tonight, too, then. We've already had Ryan Adams in town this year, so we're ready.
There you go.
Okay. Wait, what happened to Ryan Adams?
Oh, you know, he's just a little particular about audience behavior and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I did see him walk off a stage one time.
But anyway, I know it's not going to be like that tonight because we're thrilled to have you guys here. Once again, would you welcome to Sun King Studio 92, Junior.